You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast. Steaks, chicks, stacks. I'm going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast. It's Pharrell on the bench. Coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad city. The bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do be. Along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, the founder of the LLC podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, and the Put It With a Golf Guru. It's Carver High this afternoon, ladies. Mafia's running it along with Luke. I am your father. The rundown on a thirsty Thursday. That's a good one today. A double shot with Morenci this very hour. In the second hour, a double shot with my old pal, Steve Albert. Of course, from the legendary broadcasting iconic family, the Alberts. Of course, Marv, Al, and Steve were brothers. Kenny, the nephew. Steve Albert on a double shot today with his new book that's coming out that's just utterly amazing and fantastic. Also in the second hour, look who it is. The Las Vegas golfer. Are you kidding me? Brady Cannon with Carver High. Woo! And then in the final hour, the coup de grace double shot with, look who it is. TD, Thomas Dimitroff from Sumer Sports, the former general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, as we get ready for the first round of the NFL draft tonight. Of course, Sports Grid with continuing coverage tonight, 7:30, 7 o'clock tomorrow on Friday night. Just an amazing lineup of talent talking about the draft from Green Bay at Lambeau Field, NFL style. It's all evolving rapidly. We got Brian Daboll going on all over the majors, at least a few games right now. Mike, you've got the White Sox Twins, Seattle, Boston, game one of two at the K, Colorado, and Royals in a decent game right now as we speak. And then coming up, Brew Crew and Giants at Oracle out in the city.
We certainly do on a big NFL draft Thursday on Coast to Coast. We do have a lot going on, as always. Let me get you updated here on a few of these. You mentioned the afternoon day ball. The White Sox have a 3-0 lead over the Twins. I got to tell you, I'm stunned they're playing. There's like 15 people in the crowd, and it is just pouring in Minnesota. I don't even know what that is. I mean, it looks absolutely miserable out there. But they're playing through it. 3-0 White Sox, as they are now in the bottom of the sixth. The Mariners have gotten a bunch of runs already. They had a big first inning and have added on against Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett because my name is Crochet. They go to the bottom of the fifth, 4-2. Mariners lead Boston right now. Also, first game of a doubleheader in Kansas City. They got washed away last night. Cole Reagan's going for the Royals this afternoon. He did not get off to a great start. He's given up a couple of homers. But the Royals have now fought back 4-4.
Yes, sir.
After an RBI single by Waters. So 4-4, Rockies-Royals playing game one of two this afternoon. We do have another game that's going to start in about 35, 40 minutes from now. Brewers and Giants out at Oracle. The Giants looking for the sweep. They got minus 160 for the Giants here this afternoon with Landon Raup. Tobias Myers, of course, will be
Michael
going
Myers.
For the your boy Michael Myers here. And the Giants going for 3 out of 4. The Brewers did win one of those games the other night. That is your afternoon game at Oracle with the Giants favorite, Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, great games today during the day that nobody cares about at the end of the day because we've got 7 playoff games tonight in the NBA, 3-4 in the NHL, and that is sickening. And what's great about it is, for me, I can watch basketball and hockey, and then I'm getting up, as usual, at 5 a.m. to ball, and I'll be able to see who got drafted in the first round of the NFL draft that I won't be watching.
Right. We do have lots of playoff action tonight. The NFL draft first round. I know you like to just wait and see. There's obviously lots of stuff with the Steelers. Are they going to take Sanders if he falls to them? Et cetera, et cetera. All this gas about the Bears trading up for this Ashton Jeanty into the top 5. So all the – it's funny. You still got lots of all this smoke, but nobody's actually done anything. I haven't seen any trade actually happen yet. So
is that like when the conclave has the black smoke billowing when they haven't decided, and then the white smoke when they have decided finally? And all of these you know, I have never seen anything more embarrassing in sports broadcasting or journalism than the last 3 weeks of people predicting trades in the NFL and none of them happened.
Yeah, allegedly the Bears have some trade to move up in the draft. We'll see. Announce it then.
Well, then
you
make trade, the move.
Then let
make
everybody
move.
Know that you
know,
have
these
it.
Stories, these phony-ass stories of nothingness, you know they should release as a blank just an absolutely blank story, nothing on it, and you know, post it on social media with nothing, just blank posts, blank stories, release a story on your newspaper website with nothing on it, and then you know, they should do a TV and radio shows with no sound and no video because nothing has ever happened except a lot of bullshack. That's exactly what's happened. Nothing. Mm. Nothing has
nothing
happened
has
as
happened
usual.
So it,
and then I hear these guys that they pay millions to tell me, it is going to be an absolute flood of trades tonight. I mean, just like there's going to be 50 trades within an hour.
A lot of activity.
Oh, it's all going to happen. And it's and then those same said people will take credit for breaking a story that was never broken and was never a story.
I could teach
this at journalism school at Ernie Pyle at Indiana University, how to not be a journalist, how to not break stories that aren't stories, how to not do your job poorly in the journalism field. All you have to do is turn on the TV or the radio or go on social media and you can see it's at its finest of worthlessness of anything that I've ever seen in my life. I've been doing this all week, but you know what the funny thing is? I'm right.
Well, we shall see. Very unpredictable is what they're saying
Browns
about it.
The Browns and Giants very are unpredictable.
It's very unpredictable. Lots of NBA, of course, playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. The Rockets evened it up with the Warriors last night.
Cover.
Celtics, of course, took care of it. Magic covered. Magic with the cover in Boston. And the over. Yes. Overhit as well in that game.
Cover.
And the overhit in the Miami-Cleveland game.
Cover.
With the Cavs. Cavs and Celtics both going up 2-0 there. We have
Jerome over.
Tonight.
Cover.
Yes. We have games tonight in the NBA. Knicks-Pistons, a big Ooh. Game 3 in Detroit. Nuggets-Clippers, a big game 3 in Los Angeles at the Intuit Dome. And Memphis will try to get back in the mix with OKC tonight in a game 3. Yeah,
good luck
on Beale Street. Good luck with that indeed. Hockey as well. Another overtime win for Dallas as they now go up 2-1 on Colorado.
How about Tyler Seguin?
Tyler Seguin. 4 games tonight in the state. How about the Kings up 2-0 going back to Edmonton? Let's go, baby.
They have scored 12 goals in 2 games. They're going to castrate the goal. The Oilers Skinner. He's going to be castrated later today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 Eastern along all of our TV and radio outlets. And, of course, you catch Morency on Coast to Coast every day with a double shot from Vancouver. Last night, again, the Oilers and Canadians both lost. The Canadians 3-1 at the Capital One Center, and the Oilers flat out got their ass beat at the Crypt in L.A., they're going back to Edmonton. They're going back to Montreal. The last time they had a playoff game there, I guess, was during COVID when they let about 3,000 people into the arena. It'll be a lot crazier than that for when Washington has to go play them at the Bell Center. But what did you think of both of their games last night and the Sagan overtime winner, as Dallas has never really led the whole series, but they keep winning games?
Yeah, as far as the Montreal Canadiens are concerned, unlike the Edmonton Oilers, they're in the series. They're going to be a day late and a dollar short. Their youth is showing at times. It was pretty wild, Scott, last night watching the Canadiens in the Capitals game. It's a 2-1 game. And what a bad beat. What a backbreaker, bro, for the Canadian backers plus 1.5. The Capitals score was 0.7 seconds left in the empty net. Could have just dumped the puck, but no, let me make sure I get in the box score here tonight. So tough loss for them, but Logan Thompson's performance last night was just absolutely epic. But the Canadians deserve better. But I was going to say, the Canadians got, it's like 5 minutes left in the game. They're down by one, and they literally had four guys on the ice, bro, that are 23 years old or younger. Like, it's really something. Like, these kids are battling with, you know, the so-called one seed in the East. They're going to fall short, but I'm telling you what, the Canadians are winning the Stanley Cup in, like, the next 4 or 5 years type of deal. I think they're going to win a game. I think they could win two, Scott, in Montreal. Friday night's going to be rocking, as you stated. It's pretty wild. They haven't had a full building in Montreal in the playoffs since 2018, Scott. It's a long time for Montreal. Think about that. A hockey crazy, like, they haven't, like, been in a real game in, like, you know, 7-8 years.
That's all that matters to those people.
And I should note, though, I was there, Scott. I was in the building. And it was the weirdest thing ever, bro. And it was so unfair because Florida didn't care about COVID, so they had a full house with the Lightning. And the Montreal Canadiens, they only let people in for the Stanley Cup final, and they were like, they said that there was like 6,000, but I was there. It was probably really about 8 because they kind of lied a little bit. But it was nuts, Scott. I was at Game 3, the Stanley Cup Finals, Montreal Canadiens, Tampa Bay Lightning, sitting in the third row right behind the net, Scott. Right behind the net, I had the entire row to myself. I had my arms stretched out. I had all my drinks, like, laid out, like, all, like, around me. You know, like, when you sit, Scott, in, like, at an empty baseball game? Like, the security told me a couple of times, hey, come on, man, you're pushing it. I had my, like, my feet, like, in the chair in front of me because, you know, you and I are tall. So I'm sitting,
of course.
I'm stretched out. I got the drinks, and I got the whole row. The only bad part was the Lightning scored 2 goals in the first 30 seconds of the game or whatever it was. And I lost my bet and we lost the game. But yeah, it's going to be a madhouse. Edmonton are in trouble, bro. Like, Edmonton are in trouble, Scott. We talked about it. The LA Kings are going to keep putting 6 spots up on the board. How the hell are you going to beat them? The Oilers are falling apart. You know they're a prideful group. They came back last year from 3-0 down. But this isn't last year, right? So I think the Kings will take one of the two in Edmonton. And they'll go back home up 3-1. And how about the Dallas Stars? I got to tell you, like, I'm kind of mad at myself that I don't like the Colorado Avalanche. I don't think they're that good, right? Colorado Avalanche, bro, like, they're like an NBA team with, like, 2 good players or something, right? You know, they're kind of, you know, they get carried. They're not deep at all. And they've been leading, but they're not scoring. They, you know, like I said, they're not deep enough. They only have a couple of lines. They got one really good line and sort of everything else after Colorado. And they're having a hard time scoring right now. They're, Dallas is a real deal, and eventually Dallas is going to start to get some guys back as well. I might have underestimated the Dallas Stars, Scott.
You know, the one thing about going back to the Kings is their physicality, their size. I'm noticing they're just laying guys out with hits. I mean, some of them are dirty, and they don't even care. They're like, it's like they're doing it willingly and knowingly. But I think they're very physical. And on top of the goal scoring, that's a nasty combination. When you out hit and you're dominating physically, like, they're just crushing dudes.
And we're back to the same problems between the pipes with the Edmonton Oilers. Is it Skinner's fault? No. They're right. They're getting murdered, as you stated, all over the place. But at the same point in time, you know, you can't keep up. You can't give up 12 goals. You can't, like, you know, you can't be giving up as many. I guess he gave up, was it before he got pulled? So 12 now. I mean, this thing's a train wreck, a disaster for them. They're going back home. Listen, if they lose the next game, then things are going to get ugly in Edmonton. And who knows? It's almost like a cycle, Scott. They threw, remember Woodcroft, the last coach, they threw him under the bus, right? It's like, they, you know, they blame, there's always someone to blame after this. They kind of backed into the playoffs. So I'm not surprised the Oilers are in the situation they're in. I'm a little worried because I picked the Kings and I bet on the Kings to win, but I picked the Kings to win in 7 games. And at this rate, it doesn't look like it's going 7 games.
It doesn't even look close to that. But I still think, you know, Edmonton's going to answer this at home. I just think they'll be on another gear at home. And they haven't had any kind of – they've had chances and no lucky bounces and shots. Everything is, you know – they're just missing, and they're having opportunities, and they're not converting.
And they're playing from behind all the time. That's the thing.
The whole time,
they're always
yeah.
playing from behind all the time. So, like, it's like, hey, wow, we just scored two goals in the last 6 minutes. Yeah, we gave up four 20 minutes ago, right? It's yeah. one of those type of deals.
I mean, the game, the first game, the way they came back, I thought they'd play better than they did last night. I thought last night they came up lame.
Good point, Scott. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm sure you've had him on the show many times over the years. Ken Danico. Remember, I spoke with Danico about playoff hockey, and he told me there is no momentum in the playoffs. Like, you could lose 7-0. Like, it doesn't carry over. It really doesn't. We all want to pretend it does, Scott, but it really doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. And so, I mean, they got their ass beat. When we come back, we'll talk about the four games tonight. Another big one at Amalie with the Panthers, who kicked the Lightning's ass in game one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Talking to Morenci, we got three things to accomplish. Your four NHL plays tonight, the messy game tonight in Vancouver against the Caps, and your NFL round one draft props. So start with the four hockey games: Florida, Tampa, Toronto, Ottawa, Vegas at Minnesota, Farrelipeg at St. Louis.
Well, this is an absolutely positively package has to get to Pittsburgh overnight type of game tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They need to win this hockey game. That was just an absolute beatdown in game one. They've been eliminated in the first round 3 years in a row. You can't lose both games on home ice. It's acceptable. All right, we split. Fine. Let's go to Florida now. They need this game tonight, Scott. I'm going to ride the wave for – I got three of the four home teams tonight. So give me the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Listen, I got the Leafs winning the Stanley Cup, but I keep getting called out for it. I'm not even a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, but I think this is the Leafs' year. I like this team a lot, but – with that being stated, I think the Ottawa Senators get it done tonight. And there's been some movement here. The money's starting to come in on Ottawa. Ottawa's up to minus 130. I'm looking for the Sens. I predicted Leafs in six before the series started. I'm getting a little worried that it's Leafs in five, but Ottawa can get right back in this thing. They played a lot better in game two. So give me the Ottawa Senators minus 130 on their home ice. I think Ullmark will be, you know, rock solid tonight. send steal a close one, like a 3-2 type game. Vegas and Minnesota, this thing suddenly is getting real. It's sort of like the Dallas-Colorado series. Minnesota are better than people give them credit for. They're just kind of one of these anonymous teams that people don't pay attention to, but they can play. They're good. Yeah, and I think Vegas bounced back. It's the old zigzag here. So I'm going to go zigzag rolling papers with the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Minus 160 on the road. And I am on the St. Louis Blues, guys, to win the Western Conference. But I think the Winnipeg Jets to win the Western Conference. But I like the St. Louis Blues tonight. Plus 100 on their home ice. All short prices here. So let's go with the Lightning to win minus 130, Senators to win minus 130, Vegas to win minus 160, and the St. Louis Blues to win at plus 100. As far as the NFL draft is concerned, I've said this for years, guys. If you're betting the NFL draft the day before the draft or the morning of the draft, it's like shopping for a Christmas present on, you know, December 25th. Right? Where are you going to go? To CVS? You know what I mean? Like, what are you getting? Everything's closed. You miss the deals. We've all been there. You know what I mean? Damn. You know, I got to go to Walgreens. So there ain't no deals left. But this year in the NFL, there are, because it's wild. The media has no idea what's going on here. I'm going to let me throw a couple. I got too many of them, but I'll throw a couple of quick ones at you. I'm not convinced Ashton Jeanty Scott is getting drafted in the top six picks. Right? There's word that the Raiders never even liked him in the first place and weren't going to take him. Everyone's convinced all the Jags will take him. Why? The Jags have a lot of needs. Like, teams aren't in love with taking running backs that high. So he could go fifth. Maybe, I don't think the Raiders are taking him, even if he's there. It's going to upset Raider fans. I'm not sure they take him. So you can get Ashton Jeanty, guys, plus 375 over 6.5. Plus 375. So let's roll the dice with that. Speaking of the Raiders with the sixth pick, Mason Graham, Michigan Wolverine tackle, defensive tackle. He's up to plus 850 right now to be the sixth pick in the draft. This kid is too good. And if the Jags actually do take Ashton Jeanty and Mason Graham falls, or the Patriots don't take Graham and he falls right in the lap of the Raiders, let's not forget Tom Brady is, along with Pete Carroll, calling the shots. You got a Michigan guy, and he knows how good Mason Graham is. I like the Mason Graham bet at plus 850. Will Johnson's stock, the cornerback out of Michigan, is dropping right now for whatever reason. His prop is all the way down to over under 24.5. Love the under there. He's not going to get past the teens, guys. Another little plus money flip here. Another Michigan Wolverine. Go with what you know, right? But Colston Loveland, he's a good tight end, guys, but people are talking about him like he's, you know, the next, like, Hall of Famer. I'm not convinced the Colts are going to take him. You know as well as I do, that Ballard dude in Indy is whacked. He smokes some strong stuff down there. You never know what he's going to do. He doesn't know what he's going to do. So what? I'm getting Colston Loveland over 14.5 at plus 180. And follow me on X. I did a video, and I got like 20 or 30 picks posted right now.
All right, so you're going to see Messi tonight against the Caps?
Oh, biggest game in Whitecaps history, man. CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinal, global stage, only game of the night. Sold out, 54,000 people. This is anticlimactic. Bet the draw, plus 260. It's going to be a tie tonight. Last four Whitecaps CONCACAF Champions League games have been draws. But this is going to be epic tonight. I'll post some videos from the stadium.
Have fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, it was certainly a different story than game one last night at the Toyota Center in Houston with the Rockets and Dubs. And it got way chippy in that game with Green going at it with just about everybody. He even took an elbow to the face. He was flopping, diving, getting smashed, dragging people, throwing people, getting in people's faces, headbutting people. I guarantee you this will not lead to anything except a fight when they go to the chase. A fight's coming in this series. It's going to happen.
Yeah, and isn't that what we expected when this started. They had some chippiness a few weeks ago.
So I'm not hearing Mike at all. So I'll just tell you, so they kicked their ass last night, 109-94, and the series is now tied one apiece. Jalen Green went off 38 points. He hit 8 threes. He's the third player in Rockets history to score 35 plus in a playoff game at the age of 23 or younger, joining the Dream, Hakeem the Dream, and Mr. Harden the Beard, Mike.
Yeah, he joined the Beard and the Dream with all of those numbers. And look, we expected, as I was saying, some chippiness when this series started. We thought that there was a chance that they could go at each other. Before we get to all the rough stuff, you were mentioning Jalen Green with his huge night. 38 points. How about a little bit of his handiwork late as the Rockets were putting the Warriors away on TNT?
Houston looking for a finishing kick here to even this series. Step back three. Green got it. Jalen Green, what a night. It's the Jalen Green game.
Defense is rebounding his energy. And
turnover. Green lays it in. And that might just do it. 7-0 run.
Yeah, he was throwing down some vicious dunks, too, and getting to the 10. I love watching guys attack the rim and not just chuck threes in this league that's become nothing but threes. I love guys that go to the hole, and he certainly put on a show above the rim last night.
He certainly did. Also chipping in with Şengün, 17 points, 16 boards, 7 dimes, and 2 steals. Of course, we wanted the young Rocket players to step up after a tough game one. Ime Udoka wanted that as well. What did he say to them?
Yeah, I mean, they've had ups and downs over their first few years, but been pretty consistent, you know, going back to last year and all this year. And so Jalen's leading scorer, Alpi's an all-star, and they all do it different ways. But when they're both rolling, we're hard to beat. Or we can go the balanced route with a bunch of guys scoring. And so we've done it every which way. And with them, it's experiences, getting it under their belt for the first time, and then just kind of going through it. And the message is, man, keep it simple. It's just basketball. And once you get it out of the way that first game, it's playoffs are here, and do what you've been doing all year and your whole career. And so confident in them, obviously. We paid them, so we love them, and we got them here. And they continue to grow, and it's great to see for the first time them going through this.
Yeah, I think they're going to run into a problem in San Francisco playing at that building. They never lost in Oakland, and they don't lose there. They don't lose at the Chase. I mean, get ready, Curry. You know, my son's going to the game 3, and he's gonna put in 40 something, and that means anything in the 40s. It could be 48, it could be 50. I mean, he's gonna go off on Saturday. As sure as I'm sitting here, he had 20 in game 2. Game 1, he lit it up. Game 2, he did nothing. I can guarantee you what's going to happen on Saturday. And if Butler doesn't play, he may go off for 60. I'm not even kidding. They're going to do whatever they can to win that game on Saturday. I think the Rockets have their hands full in the Bay. I don't think it's going to be easy at all because they are young and they have not experienced anything like that yet. They haven't. They have not played this kind of game ever. You know, you heard in game 1, Jalen Green said his legs were shaking. He was so nervous, and he was playing at home. He said the court was bigger, the crowd was louder. I was shaken. I was nervous. I couldn't get my game going. I was rattled. Well, what do you think is going to happen to him in the Dubs building? I mean, that place is absolutely on its ear. It's lit. I think it's way better than that Toyota Center. It really is. It's something else. They've always been, you know, crazy and insane and loud and wild at Warriors games, whether it was in the East Bay or whether it's in downtown San Francisco. They're good there. Trust me. They play well in their building.
Of course, as you mentioned, Jimmy Butler will have an MRI today. He left the game in the first quarter with what they will call a pelvis contusion. Of course, he went down hard on that play where Thompson got underneath him under the basket, and then Butler was done after that, and really the Warriors were too at that point. Now, I've seen some people, Scotty, say that was a dirty play by Thompson. I have seen some suggest that.
I hope so.
Do you agree with that assessment, that it was a dirty play by Thompson?
You know, things happen. I got leveled in a game last night. I got hit. I never saw it coming. I never saw it happen. All I know is I got leveled, and I was on the ground. And the guy that did it to me, I'm friends with, so it was no big deal. But I got leveled, and I never saw it coming. I thought when I saw that, it was more of it's violent in the paint. It's violent in the low block, and it is what it is. I don't think personally that they're trying to hurt Jimmy Butler, but I do think they're trying to hurt Draymond Green. I think they all want to fight Draymond Green, and I think that fight's coming.
I think that fight's coming, too. And Steve Kerr had a little something to say about it afterwards. Obviously, the crowd was, let's just say, giving Draymond the business.
This soundbite.
But
here we go.
This is a little much out of Steve Kerr talking about the Houston crowd.
It's not ideal when a crowd is, you know, chanting F you, Draymond. It's just, I don't know. I mean,
what do you expect?
It did in Boston a few years ago in the finals. It is what it is. Draymond's been around forever. You know, he's an instigator. He's always going to be in the mix. And
sure
because
is.
Of his career, his, you know, his championships, his fire, he's going to be a lightning rod. And that's all part of it. I would prefer, you know, if fans could use a little more discretion and, you know, remember that, you know, the guy has kids and, you know, there's kids.
Oh,
I don't know.
God, I have heard it all.
Maybe I'm old school, but I'm all for the fans cheering for their team. And if they want to yell at the opponents, great. But I don't know. I just think FU is.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
That's funny. So let me ask you, Coach, how was that for Draymond Green's kids when they saw Daddy punching his teammate? How was that for lessons learned? Are you kidding me? This guy is the most hated guy in the league, bar none. And he should get it everywhere he goes. The way he plays dirty, he should get FUs everywhere he goes. Not just Boston. He should get it in Houston. He should get it in Denver. He should get it in San Antonio. He should get it everywhere. This guy should get what he gets because he gives it. He gives the same treatment to everyone, including his own teammates. He's got the biggest mouth in the NBA. He starts fights. He plays dirty. And now you want Jesus Christ himself to forgive him of his sins and all the fans not to cuss and scream and swear at him? Oh, please. And his children. What do they have to do with this besides absolutely nothing? How's this sound? Screw his children. No one gives a flying F about them or his wife. Okay, while we're at it, you play as dirty as that guy does, anything is on the table. I am telling you, a fight is breaking out before game 6 or 7.
Yep, as it gets deeper, the hatred gets a little bit more. Warriors are back to considerable. They're still considerable favorites to win, of course, going home. -178, 5-game series with the next 2 games at the Chase in the Bay.
I think they're in trouble.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Well, the Magic certainly played a lot better, Mike, than game one. And they covered, but they still lost. And they're still down two as they go home to the Kia in Orlando by Mickey's house. And they got two at home, and they either win game three or they're going to get swept.
Yeah, that's kind of where it's at right now for Orlando. Of course, no Tatum last night for Boston. No problem. They won the game. They didn't cover. Well, they covered if you had to. Magic covered, of course, which is what we were hoping for. And we got the over. Jaylen Brown picked up the slack with no Tatum in the lineup. 36 points and 10 boards. I feel like we haven't said Jaylen Brown's name in like 4 months. But here he is last night on TNT doing the heavy lifting.
Side now, Brown with five to shoot. Klotner digs in defensively. Brown makes his move. Brown loops it in. Six from three-point territory and just missed on a short one. Brown. Little shimmy. Pull up. Oh, the Ephes!
Yeah, they're not losing to the Magic in this series. Here's one of the other things I'll just let you in on. So when I watch them, my vitriol and hate toward the Boston Celtics is so deep that I can't even watch the game. I turn it on for like 5 minutes and I absolutely unequivocally have to change the channel and watch another NBA game or an NHL game. I cannot watch the Celtics get every call and listen to that PA announcer. I want him dead, like dead. And I just can't take it. I can't watch them. I cannot watch them hitting every shot, getting every call, every game's at home. It's just Boston Celtic television. I can't take it. Like, honestly, like, I get, I'm on the verge of a stroke watching their games. And then I swear to God, I had the Magic last night, 10.5 cover, boom, I don't even care. Here's the deal. Every time I watch them shoot a ball, they miss it. I've never once seen them hit a jump shot in either game because I'll turn the game on for spurts for like 1 minute just because I can't take the Celtics. So I'll turn it on. And every single time I had it on, the Magic were bricking shots. I mean, I think they may be the worst shooting team I've ever seen. And the only thing they do well is when Wagner and Banchero dunk the ball. That's the only shots they can make are dunks because they can't shoot the ball. They just can't shoot. They're finished. They have no chance in this series. This series is a waste of time.
They have no shot. Unfortunately, you got a bunch of these series right now. You just got to get them over with. Boston, Cleveland, Oklahoma City. You just got to clean all this stuff out because there's just no shot that these other teams are going to win. Forget four games. I think they'll win one game right now. I mean, maybe Miami, when we get to that, could win a game from Cleveland down at their place. But I got no faith that Orlando or Memphis are going to win a game. I got zero faith that either of them are going to win at this point with the way both of them look. Did you see the zinger last night bleeding on the floor and getting involved physically? We know that Joe Mazzulla is a bit of a strange cat. There's no question about that. But he actually likes when his players are rolling around on the floor bleeding. Here's Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, I mean, I like his overall just approach. I think he has an ability, an innate ability to take things very serious and at the same time, have great perspective. And, you know, you see how he, I think he can control his environment really well with how he handles the crowd and how he handles the physicality of it. And he can maintain his kind of his poise. And he just has a great way about him. And I think that helps us. And, like, yeah, I do. I love watching him. I like watching him bleed on the court. I think it's important. And then he comes back in and does his job. So I do like that about him.
Whatever. I can't stand him or them. And I like Zinger, but not on the Celtics. And I don't care if he bleeds. I'll say this much. It always helps. I've always believed this. I had a couple of bigs on my teams through the years. Mavia was one of them. And I love bigs. And if you're 6'5", 6'7", 6'9", 6'10", 7 foot, I play with a couple of 7-footers now. It's real simple for me. Throw the ball up in the air, give him the ball, and let him dunk and finish and win the game. It always helps that Porzingis can literally touch heaven when he reaches his arm up in the air. I mean, he literally can grab clouds out of the sky. He's so tall. But I don't frankly think he's tough. I think he's soft, and he's always injured. So I love his shot and his abilities. There's no doubt he can shoot. For a big, he can really shoot from outside for a big, but he plays twice a month. So, they talk about Kawhi Leonard's going to get injured any minute now, right? I will bet you he'll play longer than Porzingis will. Porzingis will be out soon enough in their next series. I'm expecting him to miss a full series the way he gets injured. He gets injured as much as Anthony Davis. I mean, they might as well be lovers, those two, Peanut Brittle City.
He does get hurt a lot. There's no question about that. That's for sure. Very soft. Bankero did have 32
minutes. He's a flagpole.
In the loss. He's a small dude. He's very skinny. Tall, but skinny. Cavs beat the Heat 121-112. They also lead 2-0 as they will go back to Miami. Donovan Mitchell with 30. He hit 7 threes. Miami did have a little bit of pushback in this game in the second half. But the Cavs made sure to shut the door on that. FanDuel Sportsnet.
For the inbound, Jovic tried to find Hero, broken up by Strus. Here comes Donovan Mitchell. He'll kill some clock here. Mitchell goes all the way, missed it. Garland follows and puts the game away.
The thing I notice about this team is their depth. They got like 5 or 6, 7 guys that produce every night. They just have so many options that can score and put the ball in the hole. From both outside and inside, and they have size, and they have shooters, and they have drivers, and they have handlers. They have it all. Like, Garland can really handle the rock, and he does a lot, and Mitchell's undeniable. It goes on and on. They got, Strus hitting shots, Merrill hitting shots, Mobley and Allen are the bigs. I mean, they're ridiculous. They're not losing to the Heat. They might lose a game down there, but that's about it.
It is such a difference. We talk a lot about the Knicks and the Clippers. They don't really have a lot. They don't go very deep down the line on their bench. The Cavs can use 8, 9, 10 guys to be able to get the job done. And that's why, listen, they had the best record in the East for a reason. We will look at tonight's games. Got 3 games in the NBA tonight that we have to get to in this night of the playoffs.
And they're good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date It notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Cold Heels with a devastating 2-1 loss last night in the Girls Softball League as Carver Hyde's third base coach let the team down with multiple failings with the bases loaded. He should have sent runners but chickened out. And they're blaming it on him and the warmer weather. Also hated most, my basketball team last night blew a 15-point lead with 5 minutes to go, ended up winning by 2 in overtime. Perel 8-for-8 from the floor. Another crappy night of shooting where I hit every single shot. We continue with tonight's NBA slate. 3 games, 2 are good, 1 is crappy.
Yeah, that seems to be the issue every night with the NBA, but we do have 2 good games, and we will just go to those. Of course, the Knicks will head to Detroit, series tied 1-1. A lot of talk has been about getting Cat more involved. Only took one shot in the second half the other night. Brunson was being a bit of a pig.
For the regular season?
Here is Tom Thibodeau about getting Cat more involved.
Well, I think part of it is, you know, if they're going to commit to 2 and 3 people on him, I don't want him forcing shots. But there's things that he could do also, and we can do to get him a second and third look. So that's what we have to try to do. And then I think, there's ways in transition that we can search him out as well.
Yeah, not having a shot in the fourth quarter is all you need to know. And I'll tell you what, any way you slice it, I say they're in trouble in Detroit in these next 2 games. They have to win one of those games. And I'm telling you, it is not going to be easy because that place is going to be lit and little sleazers, and the Pistons are flat out good. And they have no answer at all for Cade Cunningham, the Knicks. They have absolutely no way to stop him. You got to remember, they beat him three times in a regular season, and then they basically kicked their ass in both games at the Garden. They blew game one, and in game two, they kicked their ass. And this guy's unstoppable.
Unstoppable indeed. They go there tonight. Knicks are favored here tonight. -1.5 in Detroit, 216.5. Is the total 7 o'clock East tip at Will Caesars? Yeah, Pistons tonight at Game 3 at home. How about that? I like the under tonight, under 216.5. I think we get a bit of a tough game between the two of them. Next up, Oklahoma City will go to Memphis with their 2-0 series lead. We'll see if the Grizzlies can finally offer some resistance, maybe in this series. They are getting 9.5 at home against the Thunder. 228.5 is the total.
Yeah, like the only way they cover is if they play dirty. I think they need to start playing dirty. I mean, I think Bain, Jackson, Edie, and even Ja, because Ja's not afraid to get it going. He's not afraid to play cheap shot basketball. That's the only way they're stopping this team. Like, so all this other, you know, stuff like coaching and what, he got a different game plan, different rotations, all this other. They don't have that. They don't have the ability to show that. They have been absolutely annihilated by this team. So, in my opinion, if you want to cover 9.5, start hammering people. Like, when they shoot the ball, break their arms, break their noses, smash their face, knock somebody down to the ground, step on them. I'm telling you, it's the only way they cover. So I'll take the 9.5 and pray for violence tonight at the FedEx. That's the only way they can even be in the game.
Well, it's like they always used to say, right? If you can't win the game, at least win the fight. You know? I mean, you're not going to win the game. You can at least throw down and win that. I mean, you got to win something.
They cannot beat this team. This team's too good.
Yeah, they're not beating this team. I think the question is now, can they win one game? And I'm not really sure.
Even if they do, they're losing the series. They're not beating this team. They're too good.
They have no shot. No shot of winning this series. And I'm starting to believe they got no shot of even winning one game. All right, later on, after, of course, you talk to Steve. I'll give you the last game of the night, which is that Denver and Clipper game late night. Now, how about this? I know. Well, look, you got to have if you're not in those markets, you have NBA TV for that game tonight. That game's not the TNT game. The OKC Memphis game.
Nice call there by the TV executives to give the worst game of the night the TNT game. It should have been the Clippers Denver automatic. Every Clipper Denver game should be on national television automatic because it's the best series.
You got it. I know they did that at the beginning. You got to change that when you see
that
what's going on.
It's been the best. He needs to go on a vacation until the NBA playoffs are over.
Yes, he does. Bad job all around by the TV people. Gotta see Nuggets Clippers.